Flickering occurs when you draw one thing and then draw something over it quickly afterwards. The process of drawing over a previously drawn pixel is called overdraw. The eye, being quite sensitive to change in movement, picks up on overdraw, and a flickering phenomenon is seen. To solve the flickering problem, we use a double buffering technique. The idea of double buffering is quite simple. Instead of drawing directly to the client area of the window, we instead draw to an off-screen surface called the back buffer, which will be a blank bitmap that will represent our virtual canvas. Since the back buffer is not directly visible, overdraw is not a problem. That is, we will not see the overdraw as it happens because we cannot see the back buffer. We are no longer watching the image get painted. Once we have drawn all the graphics to the back buffer, we will have a completed 2D image on the back buffer. We can then copy the back buffer image contents to the window client area in one go with the bitblit function. Since the back buffer contains the completed frame, the only thing we will need to draw to the window client area is the contents of the back buffer, and therefore we will have zero overdraw on the client area window and thus avoid flicker. To keep consistent with Direct 3D vocabulary, we will refer to the process of copying the back buffer image to the window client area as presenting. For example, saying we present the back buffer means we copy the back buffer to the window client area. We can rotate a point or vector XY about the origin of a coordinate system by an angle theta to a new point X prime Y prime using the following equations. X prime equals X times cosine theta minus Y times sine theta, and Y prime equals Y times cosine theta plus X times sine theta. We call the images we use to represent game objects sprites. For example, jets, missiles, explosions, trees, and characters. Sprites are not rectangular, but bitmaps always are. In order to not draw the part of the bitmap that does not make up the sprite, we use a mask bitmap, which essentially marks the pixels on the sprite image bitmap that should be drawn.